Welcome to installment 202 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains two commandments. We will conclude our discussion of positive commandment 107, relating to Tumas Meis, the impurity associated with a dead body, and we will begin our discussion of positive commandment 113, the laws regulating the red heifer or Para Aduma.
The first commandment is, as we have been discussing the last week, the laws of Tumas Meis, when a dead body conveys impurity. And also positive commandment 113, the laws of Para Aduma, the red heifer, which was burned and used for purifying purposes. As we have been discussing the last few days, positive commandment 107 involves all laws of Tumas Meis, when a dead body is capable of conveying impurity. Tumas Meis is considered to be avi aves hatuma, the most severe source of impurity, and a person or a vessel coming in contact with a dead body becomes an avatuma, itself a source of impurity. In addition, a vessel which comes in contact with a dead body becomes considered not only a source of impurity, an avatuma, but it itself attains the same impurity as the dead body itself. It becomes like avi aves hatuma, itself just like the dead body. As the verse states, b'chal cherev oy b'meis, the impurity conveyed by, as our sages interpret, the cherev, the knife, or the dead body, comparing the two together, both being severe sources of impurity. The more levels of contact the impurity passes through, the more dissipated, so to speak, the impurity becomes. Therefore, a person that touches a dead body is an avatuma, a source of impurity. When he touches something else, food, or another person, it becomes a rishon latuma, so to speak, an offspring of impurity. Then the rishon can make a sheni, a second lesser level of impurity, and subsequently a shlishi, a third level, and in some cases even a fourth level of impurity can be conveyed. A unique aspect of Tumas Meis, this type of impurity, is that it is conveyed not only by touching and even by carrying, as expressed in the Rambam's legal code, but also Tumas Ohel, the impurity conveyed by being under the same roof, or literally a tent. This, as we have been discussing, is relevant to a kohen traveling in an airplane in which a dead body might be present, or entering a hospital, or even walking in the street under the awning of a funeral home, or even when driving in a car under a tree which hangs over a cemetery. There have even been cases reported of subways traveling under Jewish cemeteries. For all of these cases and the laws governing them, a competent Rav should be consulted. Positive Commandment 113 governs all the laws of the Para Aduma, the red heifer, as described in the Book of Numbers, chapter 19, verse 9, and as explicated at length in the tractate Para. The Medrash tells us that when Moses was taught the laws of Tumas Meis, the impurity of a dead body, that he himself became very upset. And when being shown such a severe source of impurity, he asked, "How can one purify oneself of something so severe?" God did not answer Moses right away. And Moses' face, it says, Niskarkaroponov, his face darkened in his being upset regarding this impurity. However, later on, God answered that there is a way of purification. There is a special mixture of water, mayim chayim, pure spring water, and ashes from the red heifer. These are the laws of Para Aduma, the red heifer. The laws themselves are fascinating and unique. The red heifer had to be completely red, without any hairs of another color whatsoever. Even two hairs of another color would invalidate it. It had to be of a certain age, 3 or 4 years, and it had to be an animal which had never been used for any sort of work. Even if someone had utilized this red cow by leaning on it to support oneself, it would invalidate it for a sacrifice. A special procession was made when the Para Aduma was to be slaughtered and burned, and a special bridge was actually made for this procession. The Rambam tells us that in all time there have been 9 different Paras Adumas. The first one was made by Moses, and the second by Ezra. And the remaining 7 were made from the time of Ezra until the temple was destroyed. There will, however, be a 10th to be performed in the days of Mashiach. Tremendous precautions were taken to ensure that the Para Aduma would not become invalid or impure in any way. Young children, in fact, young Kohanim, were raised on a special mountain which was a solid rock, so there would be no possibility that there would be any impurity, any dead body, for example, buried underneath in the ground. Pregnant women were taken there so that the child would be born in a place of purity. And the children were later taken to draw water, pure spring water, Mayim Chayim, in order to be used for the Para Aduma. The ashes from the burnt heifer would be sprinkled on the water, and then this water could be sprinkled, after a complex preparation, could be sprinkled upon people who were Tomei Meis, impurified by contact with a dead body, and thereby purified and allowed to enter the temple. When the red heifer was burnt, the ashes were divided into 3 sections, the Rambam tells us in his legal code. One of them was placed in the chil, part of the surrounding area inside the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. Another part was placed on Har HaMishcha, and another part, another third, was given to all of the watches of the Kohanim. The one given to the watches, the Mishmores, was used to purify the Kohanim. The one on Har HaMishcha was used to purify all of the Jewish people. And the one place in the chil was used, as the Rambam tells us, to fulfill the commandment of having the ashes of the Para Aduma constantly at hand. As the Rambam mentions in his legal code, that we are commanded to have it constantly prepared. As the Rambam quotes the verse, V'hoyesol adas b'nei Yisrael l'mishmeres, that it should be constantly kept on hand for purposes of purification. The Para Aduma is considered to be the prime example of a chok, a statute, the kind of law in the Torah which is beyond reason. In fact, the Para Aduma is not only higher than reason, it is the opposite of reason in a way. The law is that the people that conduct the process of burning and preparing the Para Aduma themselves become impure. Before participating, they were pure, and actually must be pure in order to carry out this function. However, after coming in contact with it, they themselves become impure, which is an amazing thing, that the Para Aduma, the red heifer, has the power to purify the most severe, the most intense form of impurity. Nevertheless, those that participated themselves became impure. This is one of the reasons why it is called Zeis Chukas HaTorah. This is a prime example of a statute beyond reason, even the opposite of what human intellect would dictate. There is a deeper meaning, however, in Zeis Chukas HaTorah. Why does it say that this is the statute of the entire Torah? To teach us something else, that when we encounter a law which does seem to have a rational explanation, we nevertheless fulfill it not because of our own personal understanding of it. Our fulfillment must be based on obedience to God, on His commandment to us, and regardless of whatever reason we might be able to appreciate and fathom. All of the laws of the Torah, then, are essentially chukim. They are all higher than our understanding. Even though some aspects can be put within the realm of our own limited human understanding, these parts are only this that we are able to relate to. Essentially, the commandment is way beyond us. Therefore, the idea of chukas haTorah, the entire Torah is chukim, is entirely, its essence is way beyond our capability and grasp. When it comes to the red heifer, however, we are made to realize that it is beyond our grasp. This law, which is actually the opposite of what our intellect would dictate, shows us that all of the laws of the Torah are essentially beyond our understanding.